are started. I already started it. Oopsies.
Hell yeah.
Okay, hey guys. Infinity Gang Podcast, motherfucker.
Infinity Cast.
I find it weird that we cuss in the beginning of all of these, probably.
We have every single one.
It pretty much is. It's like every single one.
Just gotta fucking go with it, bro.
It's like, it's 2:45 a.m. right now. We want to make one. So we'll make it. So this one, it's more questions, because they're fun to answer. So Josh is looking up the questions
right now.
So hopefully
they're going to be a real champ.
Looking up. I don't know where to go. I just found a really good one, but my phone like fucked up.
Shit. I don't want like dead air too. I was told in broadcasting class, dead air costs you $5,000. Like if you just stop making noise in the middle of a broadcast, you get charged like $5,000, $7,000. That's a lot of money. Too much money.
Alright, I got a good one.
Alright, what's the question?
Do you think a parallel universe exists?
Yes.
What's your reasoning behind it?
Because the world is infinite. And that's pretty much my only reason. Nick, what's your reasoning?
I don't know, it's just like, probably.
Yeah, like, it's not like something like I can say
100%. I like to think about it a lot anyways. Like,
yeah. What about you, Josh?
There's a universe where your boy didn't come over today, you know?
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, what's your thing on it?
I think there is. Like, why wouldn't there be, really? You'd be finding out a whole bunch of different shit in the world, so it doesn't really make a difference if parallel universe balloon.
Hell yeah. Alright, another good one, because we didn't talk about that one.
Surprisingly.
We need to find a talker.
Alright.
Sites. Can you think of any off the top of your head? Any good question?
Well, like, this one's kind of fucking stupid, though, but, like, Monopoly money is technically a form of currency.
Oh my god, we just talked about this.
About this already, but not to them, I guess. So, talk to them about it.
It's technically a form of currency. So, like, if you were to just buy enough Monopoly money, you could just use that amount of Monopoly money. Real money, you know? And you'd be spending more money for some stupid shit.
That's true. I feel like each Monopoly money is like a thousandth of an hour, like a cent.
Probably.
Yeah. But like, it's probably in the millions. Millions. Alright,
I got a good one.
Alright, what is it?
Will religion ever become obsolete?
Didn't we talk about that one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we talked
about that. No, we didn't talk about that one.
Alright, so will religion ever become obsolete?
Mm-hmm.
No. Won't. People stick way too strong into their beliefs.
Or they'll find something other to believe, something
mm-hmm.
else to believe in.
Any, if you count it as a religion, cults are religions technically.
Yeah. So.
And I might get attacked for that one, because technically, any religion's also a cult in that same case. So we're all part of a cult, guys.
Yeah, that's technically fair.
Even atheists. Oh, shit. No one's safe.
Nobody.
Yeah, we're all kind of just fucking that up. We're all part of a cult.
All right.
So why am I making fun of cults?
Alright, I got another one.
Right.
Is humanity headed in the right or wrong direction?
That one we did talk about.
Did
I
we?
Know that one.
Is
yeah.
that the one we talked about?
We did talk right. about that one.
Right, I'm going past
they
that
don't
one.
Know that because
yeah.
we haven't even
uploaded
edited
it, yet.
It completely. It shouldn't be too long. I don't want to take too much out of it. I just need to. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's done. I just need the graphic. That's about it. We forgot to make the graphic. I forgot about
all
it.
Right.
Be like that.
Why don't we just take a picture of ourselves and. Yeah, squad photo. and just make that the graphic.
We have one of those.
Yeah, and just make that the graphic.
Yeah.
We don't have any, decent.
We got our first grad picture my mom took, bro. All right, got one.
What is it?
For Cassidy's.
Yeah, what life-altering things should every human ideally get to experience at least once in their lives?
All right, who's going first? You want to go first?
Hold on.
What life-altering things should every human ideally get to experience at least once in their lives?
You're going to say sex, I already know.
No.
Okay.
I was gonna go, really fucked up. I was going to be, mass genocide.
Jeez.
that's a little dark.
We haven't even experienced that in our lifetime.
I know.
Unless I'm just really behind in political
stances.
Jesus. Alright, so anything life changing, right? Like any event.
What life altering thing should a human have to experience?
I think, in my opinion, every human being should at least get that good feeling of doing something artistic, like drawing, painting,
mm-hmm.
making music, some kind of sort of that,
because
it just kind of fuels every single thing that involves creativity at that point.
Mm-hmm.
At a young age, it starts a whole bunch of different thinking.
Yeah.
Instead of just being, I'm really good at math,
mm-hmm.
but math is still creative.
Right.
Because, if you have to make up all those fucking numbers. That's my answer.
I don't really know an answer to this that would be decent.
Okay, Josh, what about you, buddy?
I think I said this before in our last episode. Any person should have to experience death in their life.
Well, everyone will experience death.
Huh.
Unless we get something scientific, we're all gonna
experience death. Yeah, but I think it's, there's some people who they were too young for it to happen, it happened to them, for them to remember it. But if they experience later on.
Wait. Too young for them to remember death?
Yeah.
Experience death. No one's, you can't experience death if, at any age.
I mean someone else dying.
Oh,
they have to experience death. That's
See,
what I
by
mean.
That, I thought you meant
no.
them dying. I was wait a second,
no.
You can't.
No. No, so if they're late, in the beginning of their lives, if they're too young to remember that that occasion, then later on in life they're gonna end up having to experience it.
Yeah, I don't think
more
they should.
Inevitably.
But also that doesn't mean that we want them to experience death right off the bat.
No, yeah, of course, but
yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I'm
yeah.
just saying. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
I don't want people to go outside and be hey. The Infinity Gang podcast was hey, we should have some dead people.
Mm-hmm. Get another one.
What's another question?
Does jealousy have value in driving humans to improve themselves, or is it purely negative emotion?
Wait, you gotta re-say that one again.
So, do you think jealousy drives humans to be better, or is it just negative? Or is it just a negative notion?
I think it has positive and negative feedbacks.
Okay.
Like a stereo.
I hate
positive
you.
Positive and negative feedback.
I hate you so much. You fucking dad.
I do have a rad dad hat.
Rad dad.
You fucking rad dad.
Raddest daddest.
The raddest dad.
The raddiest McDaddy-o.
I think that because jealousy is a fuel for some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of anger for some people, too.
Okay.
And also negative because it brings the whole idea of if they're hurting me, they're meaning to hurt me. Or if they're hurting me, I have to hurt someone else. It's kind of the whole bully situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So that's my entire side of that.
It's pretty much got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other good ones you have on yet?
Was it that I just saw?
Scrolled up so far.
Did we talk about if there's an afterlife or not?
Yes.
Did we? Okay. Is the universe finite, or is it
finite?
Yeah, finite, infinite.
Say infinite to me one time in a sentence and see what the fuck happens, bro.
This universe is infinite.
I'm gonna just start infinite. Doing it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Fuck around.
Yeah.
Do you think it's there's a ending to it?
No.
No? You think it's infinite?
I think that we're going to keep thinking over and over and over again there's going to be an ending to this whole thing. Y2K. 2020 is supposed to be a big thing too, isn't it? I don't know. Is that just a movie? I don't know. But I think that Earth's here to stay. Maybe not humans. Earth's here to stay, though.
Yeah. There. Got another
maybe
one.
The universe is just like Pac-Man, where once you go far enough, you just loop around.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
What if that's what it's about? What if aliens
maybe
created Pac-Man?
All infinity is that it's just aliens. Everything on a loop, dude. It's not just unending. It's
we're
just the same fucking thing
over and over again.
We're going into, like, game theorist territory here.
Alright, got another one.
Bro, that's got me fucked up.
Tap, pat.
Alright, is our existence just a product of a sequence of random events, or is this all meant to be?
7?
42.
What are we?
The answer to everything is 42. So
battle,
says the almighty computer.
Battle of Gettysburg.
I thought you were about to say Babylon, and I was very confused for a second.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have made sense.
That's why I was confused. I was like, what do you mean by Babylon?
That wouldn't make sense.
Battle of Gettysburg.
Alright, so what was the actual question?
Is our existence, like, just a series of random events, or is it all meant to be?
I say random events. I believe in the whole everything was meant to happen thing.
Random events is too convenient, bro.
But so is the opposite. The opposite's like the ultimatum of convenience.
I'm ready for this next one, G.
Like, I'm just saying, either way, yeah, it's mighty convenient, but, like, I remember 8th grade science, Miss Beckman straight up told me to, like, the oceans were created by just a fuck ton of meteors with a single drop of water smashing into the fucking Earth, and I was like, that's some bullshit, dude.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. there's
such a high-level brand of bullshit that...
Yeah, there is. I mean, to be honest, I think that's all random events for one reason. Everything always happens for a reason, blah, 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 blah. You've heard that entire spiel before, probably. But also, if everything happens for a reason, then that reason could be nothing. The entire thing could be just not for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's still technically a reason.
Yeah.
It's a whole loop of bullshit. Mm.
Alright, we never talked about this, and I'm on Reddit right now. Right?
I was also on Reddit.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through Google, and I found this one. Alright, you ready? Okay. The question is that the Reddit user put on here. Was, and this is this person's words, I've been thinking about something much more deep and frightening to me. I am aware of my own conscious and being, but I start to believe that my conscious is the only one that exists. Everyone around me is just... No, he didn't.
No, he did.
Everyone around me is just my conscience in a different body with a different mind.
Yeah.
Just reincarnated.
No, we didn't talk about specifically that. We talked about a broader topic of that. And it pretty much covered most of that part.
Well, we should talk about it again, because we're all so high. So this just makes it way better. What? Have you heard of the you know, amazing YouTube group, The Misfits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are they?
We're also adults.
Yeah, we are adults.
Yes, exactly. That.
However.
We're adults. We
that
got
can
this.
Get us like off of things.
No.
Anyway, it can. However.
I don't know, there are videos of like old ladies taking bongers or something.
Yeah.
That's true, but they're all ladies, though. They're above 21. Legal age.
What? Yeah. What did we got?
Alright, we're gonna go to scientific theories.
Scientific
But we're about to look at that mug as, like... Like, fucking scary theoretic video, fucking scientific theory.
Like, maybe we're all inside of our own horror movie, like, right now.
What if everything is a simulation and none of us would have any way to know?
Oh, shit. Lub-a-dub-dub, Josh.
You simulation, you little son of a bitch.
You little son of a bitch.
Alright, you guys ready?
You died from a carpet?
Alright, so do you two know about the Yellowstone supervolcano?
Yep. Yeah.
What do you think will happen when that explodes?
We'll die.
Yeah.
Just world chaos?
We'll die very, very hard.
No, not world chaos. Really, no.
Just North America.
Maybe some Canada. Fucking.
I think most of North America.
Like, it's located... What state is it in?
Where the fuck Yellowstone National Park is.
Alright, but either way, I just know from its placing, it's not in Michigan, but like it would explode so tough that like ash would fly into Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And if we breathe it, you'd die.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a fast one either, it's a slow death.
He's a slow death. So when that happens, this part of the world will be in chaos.
It will turn into Pandora.
And death.
I don't want to fight Skags.
I don't think we'll be alive for it, though.
True.
That's real.
I mean, have you guys seen the readings on the actual supervolcanoes, though? Mm-hmm. It's raised.
Oh.
Like a good amount.
Fuck.
It's dead. Yeah. Eventually. Like I said, human race. Probably gonna die. Earth's here to stay, in my opinion, but... Humans are like dinosaurs.
Fuck, dude, I don't want to be around for that.
Me neither.
Yeah, that'd suck. That'd be a real tough scene.
This isn't one of the questions, but fucking, I don't know why you'd want to live in any kind of apocalypse.
No, dude.
Like half of the people, I feel like an apocalyptic movie should start off showing you how many people shot themselves as soon as they figure out that they survived. Because there's at least, in my opinion, a rough 1,000. Jesus, Josh.
Sorry. Sorry.
All right. You have any more questions, or shall we end it off?
I got one. All right. That medical immortality will one day be discovered, but when that time comes, I'm already dead. So, like, how do you think, like, they could plan to that?
Like medical immortality?
Yeah. Not like the medically induced comas where you
but
know.
But I plan to do it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be an advanced form of cryo sleep. I feel like even if like the body starts to die and the heart stops, I feel like we're going to find some kind of way to make the like electrocute the heart into working again. We're probably gonna have some form of like robot shell.
It's like modern day Frankenstein.
Yeah, except with robots. Oh no, we're gonna become Omnix.
Ooh.
Overwatch.
Dun dun dun.
I haven't played that game forever.
Me too.
It's a good game though.
Real good game.
It's probably the last one.
Yeah.
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 I can't find it anymore. So.
All right. So, we gotta look for one more?
Oh, yeah.
Ah. End it off here.
End it off here. I can't find any more.
Okie dokie. So, guys, thank you for listening to the Infinity Gang podcast. I'm Hunter.
I'm Josh.
Yummo.
And I'm also, Hunter's also, big shout to HLH. Josh, what you?
The name's Josh, aka HungryHowie67. Add me on Instagram.
Aka Big Rumble.
Aka Big Rumble.
Nick, aka Young Nova, aka The Independent Variable, aka The Fire Lord.
The Fire Lord. Alright, guys. See you later. I'm gonna wait like 5 seconds for an even 20 because I am that.